Join longtime local and social butterfly Michelle Dragony as she flits up and down the coastside on her intrepid cruiser Flame, chatting with coastal characters at every turn.
So here we are today with Harvey Rarback, and he's running for city council. We're here to ask him a few questions. Who are you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm a person that's passionate about protecting the unique charm of our coastline. I've been trained as a scientist, and I think analytically about our coastline problems. I would like to guide development and improve our downtown, and I especially want to make sure that we work within the Coastal Act to protect our environment.
That sounds like a great plan. Now, you've been in politics before. Tell us a little bit about your political background.
I am a director on the Coastside Fire Protection District. I've been there for 3 years. I was elected in a recall election that was a chance to keep CAL FIRE on the coastside.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we've been able to save millions of dollars. And CAL FIRE is an excellent emergency service provider. We are very glad that they're here. They've saved the coastside and able to reduce parcel taxes and increase our budget reserve. So I'm very happy with the performance that our fire protection district has had. We are the only Northern California fire district that has had recognition by the Special Districts Association as a district of distinction. We're going to get the award the end of this month on the 28th. From Supervisor Horsley.
Oh, cool.
So I'm proud of that.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a pretty good 3 years then.
It's been an excellent 3 years.
And so you're ending that office and you're looking for another one.
The reality is that my term extends until 2018, but I believe that I can serve the community better by being on the city council. And if I'm elected, I'll have to resign from the fire board, but I will be appointed, and I'm sure that the board will continue doing the excellent work they've been doing.
And so now let's talk about the five priorities that have been discovered over the last couple of years with the general plan review. We'll start with improving traffic. That's the number one thing on the coast. What are you going to do?
The reality is that with 2 million visitors a year coming to the coast, it's going to be a problem no matter what. I have a number of relatively simple fixes, none of which is going to make a tremendous difference, but maybe combined they will do some good. One thing has to do with weekday commute times. I would encourage the school district to reinstitute school busing. That just seems like a no-brainer, that we need to have it like we used to have it and not have all these drop-offs at Cunha and Hatch and the high school. So that's one thing. Another fix would be to make sure that Caltrans fulfills its promise to synchronize the traffic lights on Highway 1 near Kelly, near Main Street, and Highway 92. That, again, is just a simple no-brainer.
Why haven't they done that yet, Harvey?
Beat the hell out of me.
Well, I bet you'll find out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely find out. We need more coastal trails, more bike trails on the east side of Highway 1. That'll help a little bit. We need to see about having shuttles, especially from over the hill on the crowded weekends.
I know we had shuttles for the Pumpkin Festival, and it worked very well.
Yes.
So there's a model there, huh?
Yes.
Well, that sounds like you got some thoughts on that. And so now we get to protecting open space and trails.
That is a real priority of mine. A lot of the open space in city is tied up in these PUDs, planned unit developments.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them date back to the beginning of the 20th century, when there were going to be these small lots that the railroad was promoting.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're owned by a variety of public and private interests. And in order to develop them, they need to have specific plans. What I need to make sure is that we have good specific plans that involve the agreement of all the landowners, whether it's public or private. We can't just arbitrarily declare these planned unit developments to be open space. That would be a taking, which would be illegal. but we can make sure that any plan to potentially develop these areas is done in such a way that allows the infrastructure to occur.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, it's impossible because for most of them, there is no water rights. There's no sewer rights. There's no power. So it's something that's a non-starter, but it's a way to protect our open space. And I want to make sure that the general plan includes provisions to keep these planned unit developments from being developed willy-nilly. And
Where are these PUDs in Half Moon Bay? Are they scattered literally everywhere, or are they kind of concentrated downtown?
No, very few downtown. There's Wavecrest has many areas. Along Highway 1, there's many PUDs. Ocean Colony started out as a PUD. Near Redondo Beach Road is another PUD. Behind Highway 92 and the Cypress Cove developments, another.
There are
at least 10 or 15 significant PUDs in the city.
We do need to keep an eye on that. It could affect visual corridors, affect traffic. So there's still a lot of development on the table then.
Potentially. But we have to make sure that any development that's done is done lawfully, is done in a way that respects the Coastal Act, and Measure D, which requires no more than 1% growth in population per year.
Well, we just got to follow the rules and we'll be fine.
That's right.
There you go. So number three is, how do we preserve our small town character?
Primarily by not overdeveloping, by not having too many big box stores that some people are proposing. We need to keep Half Moon Bay a place where local people can feel comfortable shopping and where transportation is not impossible, the realistic way of saying it, so that people can get to downtown, people can especially ride their bikes like you do and walk in the downtown area, for example. We need to make sure that Poplar Street, Kelly Avenue are all made more accessible, easier to get to the beach from downtown. Those are some
you see a lot more people over the last 10 years walking from downtown down to the beach, and that's a good thing to see. I know I promote through Coastside Buzz the idea of getting out the car, getting on a bike, or walking, and I think the more we sell that sort of green way to enjoy the coastside, I mean, you can get all over the coastside on the coastal trail, so let's get more people using it for sure.
You're absolutely right, Michelle. For example, Poplar, if you wanted to start from the senior center on Main Street and go down to the beach, there are no sidewalks. It's dangerous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we need to fix that.
Yeah, I agree. And so that was number four, develop a more walkable city. Number five is concentrating development in the downtown area. That seems to be what the consensus was for the general plan, and seems like that's in line with your PUD philosophy. How do you feel about the downtown?
I agree completely. We need to keep all the new, or the vast majority of the new commercial development in downtown. That's where it belongs. That's where the services are. That's where you can walk and get access to restaurants, hotels, B&Bs. That is where we concentrate any new development in the city.
And so that was the top five questions that I had for you. What would you like to say to the Buzz audience about your candidacy?
I would dearly appreciate your vote. I believe that I have some very good ideas for the city. I'd like to hear your ideas. I would like to make it possible that more people are coming to city council meetings and expressing their views. Right now, what happens is people come, they get their 3 minutes, and nobody responds, and they feel like they're not listened to. What I would like is, after the citizens speak in public forum, we have an opportunity for city council members to put on future agendas those items which are relevant and important to the citizens. And that's something that up to now we haven't really done. So we need to allow citizens to express their interest and the city council to then respond by agendizing in future agendas. You can't discuss new items right then and there, but you can't put on future agendas items that the citizens are interested in.
I think that's a great idea. Any way that you can, I mean, this is why I'm doing the interviews, so that everybody can have a voice. And any city council member who is looking to give the citizens a voice, sounds like you're on the right track, Harvey. Thank you very much for coming in today.
My pleasure, Michelle.
I'm sure we'll be talking soon again.
I'm sure we will.
Thanks, Harvey.